Welcome to the Retention Nation podcast, the show for e-commerce brands looking to turn one-time and sometime buyers into lifetime and forever customers. Hosted by Isaac Hyman, an ex-VP of retention and featured speaker, author, masterclass creator, and founder of High Flyer Digital, each episode features successful brands, apps, and experts who are sharing cutting-edge, innovative, and proven email SMS retention insights that help them grow their business to the next level profitably. Our mission is to give you the retention strategies you need to unlock profitable, predictable, and scalable revenue from every customer on your list. Let's get started. Hey guys, welcome to another episode of the Retention Nation podcast. I'm your host, Isaac Hyman. And as always, we're going to be talking about how to help your e-commerce brand turn those one-time and sometime buyers into lifetime buyers for your brand, thereby unlocking the true revenue potential of your customer list. And finally creating profitable, predictable, and sustainable revenue streams for your business. Who wouldn't want that, right? That's really what it's about, keeping customers long-term and constantly growing their value. So today you're going to hear from Craig Romero, the founder of Digital Beauty Group, as well as other brands out there. But if this is an eight-figure family of beauty brands, skincare, wellness brands that are really specializing in retention. They do such a great job on keeping customers loyal to their brand, creating big fans, advocates, and communities around their beauty products. And two of their tentpole brands are Admire My Skin and SoulCeuticals. And he's done such a great job at building those brands. And I think there are two main callouts that you'll hear on this specific episode that talk about how he did it. And I think the two takeaways that I highly recommend you zero in on are, number one, Craig really was obsessive and really understood the power of data and trends. He understood that if you have the right data and you understand what trends are happening in the beauty space, then you can actually build brands around that trend and scale pretty fast from there. So you'll hear from his side about how he did that. And the second takeaway is that he actually positioned his brand to hire partners, agencies, and leaders that helped his brand grow, and they grew with him, right? And they partnered together to scale. So if you are a five-figure brand or six-figure brand and want to get to seven or eight figures, you need to understand that you need the technology, agency partners, team members, leaders who understand what it takes to get to the next level. And it's very interesting because we work with him and we came from the top brands. We came from the nine-figure and 10-figure brands. So we were well positioned to grow with him and help him get from one level to the next level seamlessly. And a lot of times, brands kind of peter out or they hit a ceiling because they think that there's no more potential they can achieve from their email, SMS, or retention strategies. But to be honest, I've been to the top. I understand that there's a whole nother level to get to. So Craig is a great example of sharing how he wanted people who help him grow. And especially when you're identifying trends, you need to grow fast. So I'm excited to share this episode with you. Always recommend, if you want to start actually putting this episode and insights into action, highly recommend you get a copy of my free 330-page Ultimate E-Commerce Email and SMS Playbook. It's available for free on our website, highflyerdigital.com/playbook. You can get it for free. Just pay shipping and handling if you want the hard copy. You can get the digital copy for free. We'll send it out to you and we'll give you the insights on how to do retention really well, like the top 9 and 10 figure brands out there. So great, great takeaway for you. Highly recommend you get the book. It's very thick too. You'll hold on to it for a long time. The other part I want to mention is that, as you know before, our old podcast was rebranded as Retention Nation. Right? So we had some great episodes on Ecom 80/20. This happens to be one of the episodes that was on our Ecom 80/20 podcast. So we're repurposing it for our Retention Nation audience. So we're going to jump right in, listen in on the interview, and hear the great insights that Craig is going to leave you with. I think there's going to be some great takeaways here. And again, if you want to get to the next level, seven figure to eight figure or eight figure to nine figure, listen to Craig. Listen to what he's saying. He's got the gems that will help you get to the next level. Let's listen in. Thanks, Craig, for being on this. I'll be the first to say, love working with you. You've really built up an amazing brand. I'm really impressed with how big Admire My Skin and SoulCeuticals has become, and you have so many more brands in the pipeline. So maybe start at the very beginning, introduce yourself, maybe tell us a little bit about the business, how you got started. I know you have a fantastic story of how you hacked Google search to make that happen. And what got you started in this industry?
Yeah, so I've been in digital marketing for 20, I'm going on 24 years now, and I originally started as an affiliate, and then I jumped into ad network. I created an ad network, and from there I realized that consumer data was really important. So I created a consumer data software that monitored consumer data trends, and I kept seeing that skincare and beauty were always at the top, and they were continually trending. In fact, they weren't even a trend. They were more of their own category of growth. So when I sold the software company, I maintained access to the software, and I decided that, I needed something to do. So I thought I'd take that data and build something out of it. So I started my first skincare company back in 2010. It was a natural formulation-based skincare company. I ran and operated that for probably 6 years before I exited. And then I no longer had access to the data, but there were other data tools out there after that that I was able to access. And I kept seeing that Korean skincare and clinical skincare were trending, and they continued to trend. So I started another skincare company, Admire My Skin, that was very clinical. The formulations were as effective as prescription-based products without the prescription. That brand did very well. I also, in 2017, launched our first our first Korean skincare brand. We created relationships with ingredient manufacturers in South Korea, and we started importing those ingredients here to the US. And that's how SoulCeuticals was born. That brand took off fairly quickly and became a very high-performing skincare brand. Now we have over eight brands now, but those are our two main brands. We just launched six other brands this year in 2023, or last year in 2023. So we have a total of eight. But yeah, that's how I got into skincare. It was purely based on data. I learned a lot about the industry early on in 2010, and that experience allowed me to launch these new brands that we have today.
That's so impressive. Great to see such a growth among the beauty industry and just what you've done and how you've approached it from the ad network side. Reverse engineering in some way, which is pretty fascinating.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's exactly what happened.
Yeah. So I know before you reached out to us, obviously there probably would have been some challenges with your past email or SMS provider or retention provider. What were some of the challenges you were facing in that summer of I think it was 2022? Or that you were facing right then that prompted you to say, hey, maybe time for someone different.
Yeah, so over the years, I've hired multiple, I would say at least 4 to 6 agencies to help with email and SMS and Google Ads. They were always fragmented. Usually SMS and email were together, but Google Ads was separate. And while the beginning of those relationships started out fairly well, we never got to a point where the cost made sense. We were always spending a bit more than we were making. And of course, the businesses were still growing back then, but still the cost just outweighed the benefit. So I would usually give the agencies 6 months to a year to prove themselves. I never really jumped quickly, but I could tell within a certain period of time that things just weren't going to work. And so I think it was a person who owned a Shopify app, who recommended that I reach out to you. And so I always love working with somebody who comes as a recommendation. Obviously, it's better than just working from somebody who cold calls me or reaches out to me. So that's how we got in touch with you all, and that's why we're here today.
Right. It's funny because Oren at Fondue, we actually just had a call with them the other day. So they're great. They're really killing it. So he's a great referral net partner for us. So
Yeah, that's exactly where it came from. It was Oren over at Fondue, and we still use the Fondue app. Fondue's great, but ultimately, he's the one that suggested that I reach out to you after I had explained to him that I was having trouble finding an agency or a team that could help me to grow and scale my SMS and email and Google Ads.
yeah. And it's funny because he mentioned also to me, similar to what you're saying, is that he also made some referrals to other agencies and other partners out there who do that kind of flywheel approach of acquisition and retention all in one, which is exactly what we do. But you mentioned, you know, that we were actually standing out a little bit above and beyond. So in your words, what impressed you about our service and our approach compared to the other ones at the time?
Actually, I think it was the audit that you all conducted. It was very thorough. I mean, most of the agencies did provide some sort of an audit, whether it was very basic or I want to say mediocre, but nothing was as advanced and as deep as you all had provided. So the audit immediately showed me where the holes were, the issues, and then they also showed proposed solutions to those issues.
Yeah, I think that audit from Aaron specifically, obviously, we both came from the top brand, so we kind of had a really good bird's eye view onto what could be done, brought from high level down to eye level. So I'm really glad you said that. Seemed the audit was a key driver of that.
Yeah, I mean, the audit really showed where we could be improving, and you all showed what you could do to improve those issues, and so it just made sense. And I received audits from some other. I think Oren had also provided two or three other agencies that I could potentially work with, including yourself. But when I compared the audits and the communication that we initially had, you guys were the front runners by far.
Oh, wow, great. I truly appreciate that. So in your words, in the first, yeah, I know it's been like, you know, about a year and a half or so, but in your words, do you know offhand, specifically in the first 30, 60, 90 days, what our team put in place that really started impressing you? I know we started coming in towards the beginning of Q4, so it was probably just that beginning of the Google Ads, the beginning of the email and SMS. What impressed you at the very beginning, that our team put in place for you?
Well, everybody inside the team had their own task and their own expertise. So everybody jumped in to really formulate a cohesive solution to all the different problems that you had mentioned in or that were mentioned in the audit. And it was quick and it was pretty seamless. There was a lot to do, but I know that it was very efficient. We had great communication. I gave you guys access to the back end, to Klaviyo, to PostScript. And you guys jumped in, you created the domains that needed to be created that were approved, I believe, through the email send. Everything that we had done a lot of things with you all that we'd never done with previous agencies. And those were the base tasks or the groundwork, if you will, that needed to be done to build up where we're at today. So I think those were the things that I'd worked with so many agencies that we hadn't done those things before. And it just started to click in terms of, this is probably why those prior relationships didn't work out so well, because we never did these initial things, this groundwork that needed to be done.
Usually the foundation is kind of broken. We have to build it up again. So that's really what really
That's right.
helps a
Yeah,
lot.
exactly.
And then in terms of the in terms of also the strategy, you know, one thing that we will share also on these videos will be something that says, you know, how the segmentation and personalization plays a role. Before, there was a lot of segmentation, but not much personalization. So you probably talk to your customers a lot closer now.
For sure.
That helps
Yeah,
a
the
bit.
flows that you built out were a lot more involved, a lot more detailed. I think we did some A/B testing and ran obviously with those flows that worked well. The creatives were pretty. I hadn't had an agency that worked on that on those tasks that created creatives that were on brand. I know we did a little tweaking in the beginning to make sure that that was the case, but within a short period of time, the brand, the emails and the SMS creatives were on brand, and I was proud of them. They looked great. And now that Arabella has come on to help me, she's been able to fine-tune that and tailor that even more so, because she's able to spend more time on that versus me. I'm kind of looking at things from a high level and working on other tasks. So the teamwork between you, Highflyer, and Arabella has been really great. And it's really brought the It's fine-tuned and optimized these campaigns to a point where we're seeing results. I mean, we've been seeing results from early on, but they're even getting better as we fine-tune them.
Yeah, I love. Well, not to speak for Aaron, but he's doing a great job on the Google Ads and really helping bring down that CPA and everything. But also from just seeing your numbers, just the ones I report on the email and SMS, to be up 1,100% even in 2024, where everything is doomsday these days. That sounds great to see that even after a year and a half, we're still seeing massive jumps like that. How have those results impacted you? Like not just, you know, financially, but also personally. Knowing that you can kind of like step back and just kind of watch it come through.
I mean, it's been great to see that type of growth so quickly. It's been a challenge for us to keep up with the growth, because we're seeing growth all over the place, but you guys have kept up with the growth and really helped us to create a cohesive messaging through SMS and through email. And the brands, both brands have just grown immensely. And the ability to keep up with that growth is always a challenge, but it's a good thing to have. It's a good problem to have. You know, we're ordering way more inventory than we ever had before. We're keeping up with our customer service, but you all have been able to, you've been right there the entire time. Whereas I feel maybe some of the other agencies to try to keep up with that growth would have been difficult for them. I think quality may have suffered, whereas you all are we're in tune with our communications. We have communication calls on a biweekly basis. We're making sure that everything is flowing smoothly without anything falling through the cracks. And that's been key to not just achieving growth, but to maintaining it.
That's great to see that opportunity to go from startup to scale up, even though I don't know if you consider yourself a startup anymore, but like scale up to the next level too. And has it impacted your Amazon sales as well? I know you're pretty heavy on that side.
All our marketplace sales are up. So Amazon is up, TikTok Shop is up, Target.com. There's several other marketplaces that we've seen just tremendous growth. And with that growth, and also our organic growth on the Shopify site, we're seeing a massive growth of traffic, which has fueled our email and SMS growth because we're getting more customers into our lists and we're creating more flows. We're creating those segments that are related to content versus just promotional email and SMS. And I think the entire ecosystem of campaigns around that type of growth have just been spot on. And we haven't lost that ability to stay in touch with our customer and be have that organic voice. So I think, you know, Highflyer's done a great job of not only helping with that growth, but maintaining it.
That's great. That's amazing to see. I'm glad to grow with you too at the same time, step by step. So final question. I mean, in your words, what would you say to someone who's looking to bring us on as a acquisition and retention agency, as a growth agency, email SMS agency, based on your experience?
I would certainly say you've got to give Highflyer a try. I mean, especially if you haven't had luck with other agencies, if you own an e-commerce business, you know how important email and SMS and Google Ads, they're a must. If you're not running those in your business, you have to run them. There's no other way around it. But finding a great agency is tough. And I think giving Highflyer a chance is probably one of your best bets at running those types of campaigns right now.
That's great. And we, again, truly appreciate working with you. You guys have grown so much. I'm really excited to see what else happens in 2024. Anything else you want to add? Anything else I may have forgotten?
No, I believe that's it. We're very happy to be working with you all. And we look forward to continued growth and success in 2024.
For sure. More horses and hopefully we'll just get down to Colorado and meet in person one day.
That would be fantastic. I would really enjoy that.
Amazing insights from Craig Romero from Digital Beauty Group. I really hope you took those two main takeaways to heart. Number one, zeroing in on trends and really diving into the potential of them. Understanding your data, it really is the foundation for all your retention efforts, really is. Understanding your data and knowing what's actionable from that data and then doubling down on it, right? And once you double down on it, understand what the power of it is, you can then scale the positives up, right? And make sure you identify the negatives or the challenges early on. So using data, finding the trends, and then doubling down the trends. You build a brand or build a product all around the trends and the search volume and things that people are looking for, right? It's very interesting, very, very interesting and effective tactic that Craig has left us with. And the second part, again, the key takeaway was that find partners who can help you grow with you, not just help you get to one level and then that's it. We're done. We've eclipsed you. You need someone who can grow with you. I'm proud to say Highflyer Digital has worked hand in hand with Craig to get him to the next level across multiple brands, because there's always a new roadmap to create. There's always a new initiative out there. And we want to leverage the initiatives that work for the brand and kind of remove the ones that are just an obstacle or a shiny new object, right? So really finding that agency partner who can help you grow is really what makes a difference, especially if you're identifying trends that you need to, you know, grab onto really quickly. So really great episode. Hope you took a lot out of it. Again, highly recommend you get a copy of our Ultimate E-Commerce Email SMS Playbook. Great companion to understand how the top brands are doing their email SMS and retention strategies, and you can then implement it for yourself. This has been a really great episode, and I'm really excited to share more interviews with brand owners who are doing email SMS retention really well turning those one-time and sometime buyers into lifetime buyers, helping them scale, become more profitable, predictable, and sustainable. And actually finally, unlocking the true revenue potential of their list. You can imagine how much revenue potential is sitting on your list right now, right? Isn't that crazy? And Craig's unlocking it day after day after day and building better customer relationships. That's the magic behind it. So hope you love that episode. I will see you on the next one. Thanks for listening to the Retention Nation podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please be sure to subscribe and join our Retention Nation Facebook group. If you want to put this week's retention strategy into action within minutes, all done for you by our expert email, SMS, and retention team, you can go to highflyerdigital.com/book for a free 15-minute chat with myself and my team. It's time to turn those one-time and sometime buyers on your list into lifetime buyers and unlock the revenue you deserve. Your brand is worth it, and your customers will thank you for it. Until next week, I'm Isaac Hyman, wishing you a successful and profitable week.